The Lord be with you.
And with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Lord, be on my mind, be on my lips, and in my heart. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leapt for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. Well, I have some good news for you and some bad news. The good news is that no matter what difficulty you're going through right now, whether it be loss of a loved one, sickness, illness, difficulties at work and your relationships, whether it be your mood, especially around these holiday times, being down, whatever it is, the good news is that God's going to fix it all. That is a little bit idealistic sometimes to hear that. And I know when I'm having a difficult time, it's a message I don't often want to accept because people don't know how difficult it really is. But this really is the promise of our God. Now, the bad news, even though God promised to make it all work out, and it will, it may take a while, and we have to wait. And waiting is so hard, isn't it? But this is the story of a people, Israel, even before Jesus, and this is the message of Advent that we're in. And so let's go over it. God did not intend people to live with suffering, pain, and sorrow. God created us to live in a Garden of Eden. But our sin, God gave us free will to love, but our lack of love and our sin lost that paradise. And there is suffering, and there is difficulty, and this world never quite measures up to what we hope it will be. But God intervened and spoke through the prophets that he would bring a day of salvation, the fullness of the kingdom, and reestablish his people as he intended. The kingdom of God, which could be described as paradise again. And so the people longed and hoped, trusting in the word of the prophets. And then Jesus, the Savior, was born. And many thought that that was the fullness, the coming of the kingdom. But as he grew and then was finally crucified on the cross, once again, those hopes were dashed. Maybe this wasn't him. Or if it is, the kingdom already here is not complete yet, and we still have to wait. It's not a fun message, is it? But the promise God gives us is renewed in Christ Jesus, and like Mary in the gospel today, we are encouraged, no matter how difficult it is right now, to trust in God's promise. Can I share with you again some of God's promises? throughout the New Testament, but in John chapter 14, one of my favorites, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God, trust in me. In my Father's house there are many places to live in. Otherwise, would I have told you I'm going to prepare a place for you? And after I have gone and prepared you a place, I shall return and take you to myself, so that you may be with me where I am." That's the promise, that we are with God. "In all truth, I tell you, whoever believes in me will perform the same works as I do, and will perform even greater works." Are they greater than God? Yes, that's his promise. "Because I am going to the Father, and anything you ask in my name I will do, and I will give you another advocate, the Paraclete, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth. And I shall not leave you orphans. I shall come to you. In a short time you will no longer see me, but you will see that I live. And on that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. And whoever holds to my commandments and keeps them is the one who loves me, and whoever loves me will be loved by my Father, and I shall love them and reveal myself to them. Anyone who loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love them, and we shall come to them and make a home in them." And so what God's promise is not only will we have to wait till heaven for the fullness of the kingdom, but it is already with us now, just not completely. And God, through this Eucharist, through our baptism, through our faith, dwells in us. And that's the miracle we're waiting for at Christmas. God is born into our world, but unless God is born into our hearts, it's not enough. Like God came into that manger, God wants to come into our hearts, and he does that. And he's there right now. And so this is the promise of our God, and it's difficult to wait, but God's promises can be trusted. And so we are meant to live now while waiting, but to wait in a way that may not be associated with waiting. Sometimes when I wait, I pull out the music or something and try to numb my mind and deaden myself so that I don't have to feel the pain. God doesn't want us to wait that way. God wants us to wait fully awake, participating in what we await, the fullness of his kingdom. And so this gospel today with Mary gives us a profound but simple example. From the angel Gabriel, the promise is made to Mary, but the promise is not yet fulfilled. She will give birth, but not for 9 months. And so what does she do while she waits? She could think about herself, get all prepared, but no, she goes to serve her cousin, her elder Elizabeth, whom she has heard is with child. God has worked a great miracle, and she knows that she will need help and wants to share the joy. And so Mary, a teenager probably, goes in haste on a 90-mile journey, probably by herself, at least it doesn't say she went with anyone, a very treacherous journey. Why does she do that? Because she has the faith that God, who already spoke this promise, will indeed do what he has promised. And so it frees her to live boldly in this life. That's the promise and the way we're meant to live. To live boldly, unafraid of the obstacles, trusting that God has a plan and his plan will be fulfilled. And she discerns that she's to go visit her cousin. Does she know that for sure? Did the angel say that? No. And this is part of doing God's will also. We have to discern and use our mind, because God gives us free will. And so we think of what God might want us to do, who God might want us to visit and serve. the poor, an estranged family member, someone we don't even know, and we take a risk. We make that journey, and we don't know for sure it's God's will that we do that until maybe Mary has that experience by being greeted by Elizabeth with a prophecy, and she recognizes as a child jumps in Elizabeth's womb that this was God's will. And that's an example for us. We can trust in God's promise like Mary did, that it will all work out, even if it takes till after we die. As difficult as that is, this life is not meant to be perfect. Well, yeah, might have meant to be perfect by God, but it isn't. But he's going to work it out. But in the meantime, we are to live with joyful hope and the expectation of God working it out, being involved in serving others, taking risks to do God's will, so that we become part of bringing about what we wait for, the fullness of that kingdom. Let us rejoice in the promise God has given us, and let us wait joyfully in hope for the coming of our Savior, and be involved and help bring about, by doing God's will, what it is we wait for.